Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you that you're a living God, a beautiful God, a God that turns troubles, tragedies into testimonies, that turns everything to the good. Thank you for word to inspire, to lift up this morning, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning, family. Sorry, Danita's was just called into work early this morning, so she's not with us again. And in this reading, I'm not even going to read it. You can read it to yourself. It's above you. Psalm 106, verses 28 to 31. And it's just, you know, and it's just so heartbreaking, but educational, and we need to see it and know it, you know. And you just see all, you know, how bad Israel, that it was experienced God in such a beautiful way, that needs to be a light for all of us. How they turned, it talks about this, and then it says, and then they done that, and then it goes on a bit further, and then they done that. So it's just all the deception that comes from turning away from the living God. There's the deceiver, he's fallen angels and all their idols, things that don't get man anywhere, just come to the fore. So we need to know, you know, for a time as well, I had to really look into these things and perceive it and see where it comes from. It comes from Satan, but it's through the rich and the wealthy is the big instruments there, Psalm 2. And we need to understand that, you know, that the world is, they've very much in power, but they're not the power, and they're not the goodness, and they're not God. But they are the ones that's been deceiving. And what is the whole thing? Is to make you Antichrist. They are Antichrist. Now it's to get you to take off the cords of the Lord. They come against the cords of the Lord, Psalm 2. And so, guys, it's just so important. You know, we got a living God. And I think of 1 John 5:21, we must turn from idols. You know, we mustn't go near this wrong things. We aware of it, we know it's there, but we are aware of something so much greater. We have set our minds on things above. We've looked at this world and we saw that there's problems and we need answers, and then we lifted up our head, and then our redemption, that what God deemed for us in the beginning, then came to pass. So all these things are there to ensnare us into the deception. But we've got to see them, and then we've got to turn to the living God and get the answers for the problem, the light for the darkness, the blessings for the curse. I think about 1 John 5:20, verse before 21. It says the Son of God has come, and he's given us understanding to know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, and this is the God quality of life, eternal life. So that's our answer, guy. Look to the Lord, hear from the Lord, walk with the Lord. Amen. From morning, noon to night. And then even as we go to bed, we thank him for inspiring us with dreams and visions. So it's a constant living relationship. We can't play church anymore. We are the church, and the church is united to the head. The church is the body of Christ. Amen. So stay in tune and develop on schedule in Jesus' name. Have a lovely day. Amen.